Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 3 online courses. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches deal with being triggered. Just today, not on purpose, but my husband messed up my made-up bed. It really annoyed me. It could have been easy for me to bark at him. I'm glad I didn't, but I still told him about it later. How about you? What things annoy you or bother you? What people just test your limits? I have 3 insights for you. The first insight is prepare when it's cool so you act well when it's hot. This phrase is a quote from the author Tom Marcoux. When I say prepare when it's cool, I mean you're going to need a plan. My husband does this thing at night where he knows that he's going to be tempted by cookies and treats, so he puts everything away. That way there's no snacks on the coffee table in front of the TV. He made a decision before that to make sure that he put things away so that when he got to late at night, when he was watching TV, he wasn't triggered. He had already put things away. So that's preparing before the moment when things are hot or triggering. And now the second insight. Meditate to build up a reserve of energy. Meditation is a really good thing to do when you need to balance out your energies. And when you balance out your energies, you find that you have more energy to devote to things that you need. You even have more energy to be patient. It's very understandable that people can get angry when they're running low on energy. It's easy to be irritable with lack of sleep or lack of good nutrition or exercise. For us witches, we could have frustration if we don't have enough time for ritual. You can experience different forms of meditation. The simplest one is to focus on your breathing. You're not trying to extend the length of the inhalation, nor are you trying to extend the exhalation. You're just observing the breath. Some people even focus on the breath going in through the nose and out through the mouth. Other forms of meditation include focusing on a specific phrase. For example, Goddess's light surrounds me. The God's energy protects me. You can choose another phrase that may feel more appropriate to you. It is worth it to look into other forms of meditation to find what is a match for you. And now our third insight. Ask the God for his protection and the Goddess for her grace. This is a great thing to do during the meditation session that you might want to do. And it can be as simple as asking the God and Goddess for such support. For some of us, it's easier to connect with a different function that the God does and another function that the Goddess does. I have a friend who really connects with the Goddess because, in his life, the male authority figures were all cruel. So he connects with the grace of the Goddess. So what works for you? Do you connect with the God or more with the Goddess? And now I will summarize. The first insight was, prepare when it's cool, so you act well when it's hot. The second insight is meditate to build up a reserve of energy. And number 3, ask the God for his protection and the Goddess for her grace. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and to go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can go to my websites, GoddessHasYourBack.com and MoonwaterSilverclaw.com. I also have 3 courses on Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss. The second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. And the third one is Beyond the Law of Attraction to Real Magic. May all these help your journey. Blessed be.